turn your attention to this week's meeting of Kerry County Council, where a motion of no confidence was passed in on board Panola. This follows the controversy of the resignation of one of the board members and an investigation or several investigations into decisions made by Embora Panola. The man behind the motion was independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. Councillor Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gerry, and to all your listeners.
Now, Kerry County Council is not the only local council to pass a motion of no confidence. Why did you do it, and what do you think needs to be done with Embora Panola?
I suppose, look, there's a number of reasons as to why I did it. I suppose no more than recently, when we have seen so many investigations opened up by a senior council into members of Embora Panola, initiated by the minister, and I will give credit to the government. They have acted swiftly on this. They have intervened very, very quickly. Usually these things rumble on for months, and there's rumours here and there before anything is intervened. But to be fair, they intervened very quickly on this. Members of Embora Panola have huge, huge responsibility, and they have huge, power when it comes to the lives and livelihoods of people based on decisions that they make. There has to be at the utmost of faith and integrity and trust in the work that they do. And unfortunately, Gerry, due to recent events, and events that I suppose that you could say go on down through the years, be it no more different to in recent times, we have seen more and more of decisions being taken by Embora Panola, being taken for judicial review, and the decisions of the board overturned. We've also seen over many years where the board's own inspectors, who are the people that will go out on the ground, they'll examine a planning application and they will make a recommendation one way or another. And to see then when the file will come before the board of Embora Panola, which could involve maybe two or three members, and to see that they would go against their own inspector's report, to me, it stinks from the high heavens. To me, it makes no sense as to how you would go out on the ground, you'd be the person examining, you're the best person to make a decision independently on behalf of the board, and that for two or three people inside in the room then to say, to hell with that, actually, we're going to decide this way. That, to me, never made sense. But like I say, unfortunately, the public view out there is that all trust and faith and the integrity of the board in its current form is being called into question.
No, I understand what you're saying, and you wanted to put that through, and it was supported. But look, what we're seeing is the Deputy Chair of Embora Panola, Paul Hyde, he's resigned from his position, preempting the outcome of a number of inquiries into decisions he's made in his capacity as second most senior board member at the State's Planning Appeals Body. Now, it was in May the Housing Minister appointed Senior Counsel Remy Farrell to investigate it. Due to report by the end of last month, that's been extended now to the end of this one. Would it not have been better to wait to the outcome of that investigation before deciding whether you have confidence or not in them anymore?
I think confidence, we'll say, is earned. And unfortunately, the way that Embora Panola have been conducting their business over the last number of years leaves me with little confidence in them. Even if you take their ability to even do their work, we have seen hundreds of applications that have gone to the board, be they for strategic developments or be they for be individual applications. They have very rarely to ever met their actual due date, and they have gone on for extended periods of time. And again, that's where I say then that lives of people, be they single people or couples who are looking to build a house, or be they strategic housing developments for local authorities or developers, or be it commercial operations, have been continuously held up by Embora Panola's lack of ability and potentially lack of resources in order to carry out their duty. And to me, the board in its current format is not fit.
There has been an issue to do with resourcing of the board, and the fact they had so few members there for a while was impacting on the level of work that they were having to do. But also, there has been, in fairness, last couple, an issue to do with COVID. They're not the only state body beset by delays because of that. And would it not be better if they were properly resourced, they'd be better able to do their work by the government or successive governments?
Yes, but as well the whole area around how people are actually appointed to the board. That needs to be opened up in a more transparent way, because unfortunately the way that it is operating at the moment, to me, is not fit for purpose. Yes, you're right in saying that yes, COVID was an issue, but COVID also, Jerry, is continuing to be used as an excuse for everything that's wrong. And unfortunately, there was issues in onboard Planala, in my opinion, before COVID, and has continued after COVID. And like I say, it's not good enough, in my opinion, whereby the hundreds of applications that are before the board are continuously missing their due dates, are continuously being dragged on and on and on, costing people money and costing people a lot of their well-being as well, because there's a lot of what you call mental warfare in that sort of thing. And like I say, to me, and the majority of my colleagues that were at the meeting on Monday have no confidence in the board in its current format.
All right, we're out of time. Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme about that. If you have a view on what he had to say, there'll be more to come from that investigation and more questions, I imagine, that need to be answered as to what happened exactly, why it was allowed to happen, and the wider sense of how on board Planala does or is allowed to do its work in terms of how it's resourced, the fact that now in our planning system so many cases go to judicial review after on board Planala. It's like judicial review is the new board Planala, really. Board Planala is not the final stop in our planning system anymore. It goes time and again, all these cases end up going to court, so maybe an overhaul of the system required there to speed up planning.